Blog Talk Radio.
There's something screwy around here.
I just broke the speakers. That's what I sound like when I'm frisky. You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. Episode of Randomized number 6, and I'm all wound up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm crazy tonight. Well, not that I'm never crazy, but tonight I'm really crazy. There is so much to talk about. The reason I'm doing an episode of Randomized number 6 tonight is normally on Wednesday nights, it's Chris and Daryl's show. They were unable to do their show tonight. And I thought, you know what? I'm available, even though I haven't slept since 3 o'clock this morning. And yesterday morning I got up at 3. I'm not very fond of that bullshit either, by the way. But you know what? I was available, and I thought, no, I'll do one. An episode of Distracted is it'll come on next week, and they always do a fantastic job, and they always got something going on. And, yeah, it's going to be a good show tonight. Randomized. I'm going to talk about a lot of shit tonight because I am I'm random, and I'm disturbed. I'm tired of the fucking media lying to us, honestly. I'm tired of our government lying to us. So as you all know, Jim Jordan was nominated to be the Speaker of the House. And he went through one vote, and it got shot down. Then it went to the second vote today, and it got shot down. It's because here's why it's getting shot down. You have lobbyists that are running the halls of Congress, and they are bribing certain Republican lawmakers, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, I heard it off of Steve Bannon's show. He has some insider information that there's a lobbyist running around, bribing these Republican lawmakers to vote against Jim Jordan because it's going to hurt their interests. Well, I can guarantee you that part of those interests would be the war machine, you know, the people that like to go to war because they're getting paid lots of money to go to war. They don't give two shits about how many people die. I mean, look at how many billions of dollars we sent to Ukraine. This has way more to do with, oh my God, Russia invaded Ukraine, and oh my God, no. Jesus, if you guys would just do a little bit of fucking research, you'd understand this is way more than just Russia invading Ukraine. What about Hunter Biden's company that he was invested in, investing in, Jesus H, Jeremy, come on. I'm only 4 minutes into this broadcast and I can't even think of it. Bioweapons Labs, there we go. I knew if I mumbled long enough that the hamster wheel would start turning. Proven facts that Hunter Biden and people that he's associated with were funding bio labs in Ukraine. At first, the mainstream media said that's not true. That's misinformation or disinformation, because that's what the mainstream media does. The mainstream media, anytime you hear misinformation or disinformation, you need to look into that a little bit further, because these motherfuckers are liars. Fact checkers and mainstream media and politicians. You got three groups of people that are absolute fucking liars. They will never tell you the truth. They only tell you what they need you to know in order to, well, you know, help their best interests, called lobbyists and special interests and corporations and the World Economic Forum and on and on and on and on. But you know what? We live in a society now where everybody can bitch on Facebook, or they can bitch on Twitter, or X, I should call it, YouTube, whatever, wherever you bitch at. Will you ever stand up and actually get involved with anything? A good majority will never. You will look at somebody trying to do something and say, oh, whoa, you got 15 people there. Yeah, there would have been 16 if you had got involved, but you're too big of a pussy to show up because, oh, I got baseball practice, or I got this, I got that. You know, if we all stood up, unified, we could change this country within, I would say, 4 days. But it would take all of us. But everybody expects people here and there to go out and do something, spend their own money, and stand up. Well, I'm used to that. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars and countless, let's call it weeks at this point, of my time away from my family, away from my job, to stand up for what I believe is wrong. And it's not what I believe in what is wrong. It's what is wrong with this country. And I came to the realization that it's not what's wrong with this country, what's wrong with politics, or what's wrong with special interests or lobbying. I have come to the conclusion that what's wrong with this country is people. People in this country are entitled assholes. They are weak-minded. They are they're so comfortable that they refuse to stand up. It's like, well, I don't got the time. Okay, well, you don't take the time now, and let me tell you something. That time is coming near where you won't have the time. You won't have the option of time, because they will come after you and me and your family. They'll come after me first, of course, because I've been a loudmouth, and I'm not going to shut up either. I enjoy this platform because I can get on here and just speak my mind and not have all these dumb motherfuckers comment on my Facebook or comment on my Twitter or comment on whatever social media I'm at, TikTok, and try to put me down and what have you done? You know, what the fuck have you done? What have you sacrificed besides 5 minutes of your time while you're taking a shit, typing on your phone, criticizing people like me? It's like, fuck off, dude. I'm so fucking tired of these people, tired of the negative Nancys, these do-nothing motherfuckers that's all they can do is criticize somebody like myself that actually does stand up, that actually does sacrifice his time and money, his own money, by the way, never taking a damn dime for anything I've done, to stand up for them, too. But, oh, no, I'm the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you something. What you're seeing in government right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing a government run by large corporations. You're seeing a government that's been infiltrated by the World Economic Forum, by young global leaders, as they call them. You're seeing a government that is being run by lobbyists and globalists and the elite. And I hate to use the word elite, because they're not elite. They're scumbags is what they are. But that's what you're seeing in our government. They have taken over governments, not just in America, but worldwide. And they brag about it. I think they brag that they have 40 or 45% of parliament in Canada that have been, it's been infiltrated. And look at what's happened in Canada. Their censorship is absolutely fucking bonkers. They're not even allowed to read news stories from what they say, credible news sources. They're not allowed to buy, sell, or trade guns. Nothing. Canada has gone full of authoritarianism. That there's no doubt about it in my mind. I watch it. I witness it every day. You know, there's a lot of things that have happened and that I've said for the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years maybe. And every time, like, okay, but here's an example. The day before the Pentagon and 911, Donald Rumsfeld had a press conference in which he admitted that there was an audit at the Department of Defense. And he said that there was $2.3 trillion unaccounted for. So every time I post that, I get fact-checked and I get moved back in the algorithms on all of my social media that said that I lied. Checkers say that that's partially true, partially false. And what do they say? Donald Rumsfeld never admitted that $2.3 trillion were missing. I didn't say that he said that they were missing. I said that it was unaccounted for. And I literally watched the YouTube video of him having that press conference. I literally watched it and heard it with my own two eyes and heard it with my own two ears. Like, I literally watched it. And every time I get fact-checked. So if you think these fact-checkers are some sort of fucking truth-seekers, all they are is a bunch of partisan hacks. And they use these fact-checkers as an excuse to censor down further in the algorithm so you never get to see the truth. They like you. They like you as a sheep. They want you to baa louder. That's what they want. They love you. They hate it when you follow guys like me. And when you guys put too much attention to my shit, guess what happens next? I get banned. But I come back, and I build my accounts back up. And it's such a pain in the ass. I'll get up to 20,000 followers on this app, like Twitter, before I got banned. I had senators and congressmen, TikTok, numerous accounts. I had over 100,000 followers because I told people the fucking truth about what's going on. And guess what? They can't ban me on this motherfucker because it's paid for. So what are they going to do here? Nothing. That's why it's so important that you share every one of these episodes out. Get yourself – I made a Facebook post today. If you're on my Facebook, let me know if you want to be in a messenger where I share that the link out for any episode that I do. And I will group you guys all in. It'll be a private messenger. And – I will share that link on there so it goes to all of you, and then you know when I'm on, and I can share the truth with you right here on blogtalkradio.com. And I will continue to do that until the fucking FBI bangs down my door, which I'm sure is going to be any day now, because they don't like people like me. They hate people like me. I've been attacked by the federal government. People like, oh, for God's sake, Jeremy, what are you, some kind of narcissist? I figured it out when they were showing me pictures of the FBI. They work for us. You know that, right? You know, it's like, no, yeah, I get it, but you're not going to intimidate me. Well, make sure you have somebody else start your car. You know, shit like that. It's like, fuck you. You know, you're not going to scare me. So, yeah, there, went on my first rant. Hold on. There's going to be many more. So we're watching these special interest rhinos, I call them, Republican in name only. By the way, I know I've said this on a previous episode, but I'm going to say it again. When you guys get on social media and you talk about rhinos, it's not spelled R-H-I-N-O. You're not at a fucking zoo. It's spelled R-I-N-O, Republican in name only, which means that they will go along with the Democrats as long as their lobbyists give them enough money to fill their back pockets. That's what's going on in D.C. The fact that not one Democrat, not one, is willing to jump sides and vote for Jim Jordan or vote for any Republican, even when they know that that person is probably good for our country, tells you it's not working for the people. They're working for their lobbyists. And that happens to be a lot, well, not a lot, but some of the Republicans do. Well, let me just reverse my stance on that. A lot of the Republicans are working for their lobbyists too. Let's not get confused here. I know that there's a lot of people, there's a lot of lobbyists, and there's a lot of special interest group in Washington, D.C. They got a lot more money than I'll ever have. And there's a million agendas being pushed, and it's a power struggle between the left and the right. And you can get some of the right to jump ship if you give them enough money and you promise them enough things. Like this Bacon, this Representative Bacon from Nebraska, represents the Omaha area. He has the Offutt Air Force Base right there. And Jim Jordan has been very vocal about not feeding the war machine. And, of course, that goes against his constituents because, his constituents are military. Military want funding, right? Well, what I don't understand about that is if you're military and you continue to want funding, you know they're funding you so you can go to war, so you can put your life on the line for a bunch of fucking crooked-ass politicians from Washington, D.C. that could give two fucks about you and your family. This used to be a noble cause until you do some research. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate every single one of the men and women that have sacrificed their life for this country in the name of freedom. What pisses me off is these politicians used these young men and women and manipulated them and let them believe that they're fighting for some greater cause, when in actuality they're fighting for their special interests. We could have world peace. Look at what Trump did in 4 years. He signed the Abraham Accord. He signed all these different things to stop the Mideast fighting each other. And we had Middle Eastern peace, for almost 4 years. No new wars. Nobody was invading anybody. But our southern border was the most secure it's been in over 50 years. But Biden gets in, he reverses every Trump policy within the first week. Border wide open. Now we're arresting known terrorists that we're arresting. How many of them gotten through? I read a thing today where how many Hamas sleeper cells there are in this country. And if you've seen the list, it would scare the living shit out of you. It's not three or four cities. It's not five or six cities. 40 cities nationwide. Sleeper that the intelligence community knows about, ladies and gentlemen. So if you think the southern border is all about, oh, we got to make sure, you know, we got to help the people that just want to escape. This is not what you're used to. These aren't just normal immigrants. When you look at these videos, when you watch this this fiasco at the border, southern border, you see probably 80 to 90% of these people are young, fighting-age males from the military. We're being invaded. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, let's just talk about the women that actually make that trek, that they want to get across that border. Do you know how many women are raped on that trek to get to the southern border? 36%. And you want to sit here and tell me that, oh, we're here to help people. Are you? If you were here to help people, we would come up with a legitimate and a common sense solution to our crisis at the southern border, similar to what Trump had. But no, you fall for the mainstream media's bullshit. You fall because your heartstrings are being pulled. You see one story on MSNBC that shows, you know, a dad whose wife died, and he's trying to haul the kids and the neighbor kids up, you know, to give them freedom. You fall for that one story that the mainstream media shows, but they don't show you the other 250 of 11-year-old child's panties in a fucking tree with blood soaked on them as a trophy from the cartel after they gang raped her or they child trafficked her. You don't give two shits about that. Well, I never seen that on the news. No, you didn't, because you're too fucking stupid and ignorant to watch. You wouldn't believe it if it did come on the news. Oh, that's got to be a lie. That's fake news. That's what you would say. If Fox News, to you liberals, if Fox News broadcasted that, which they have, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, they're just trying to sway our minds and our votes. No, I ain't going to tell you that. I'm going to sit here and tell you that Fox News always tells the truth. I will sit here and tell you that Fox News does tell you some truth. Now, I have not witnessed a lot of truth on CNN. Maybe just a hair. MSNBC, they're a lost cause. CNBC, they're a lost cause. I see a lot of good information on OAN, and I see a lot of good information on Newsmax. However, that doesn't mean you're getting the full truth from all of them or any of them. You have to do your own independent research. When you see something, write it down and go dig out there. Dig it up. Look at it. I have, and I'm telling you, it's disturbing. And once you start digging into some of this stuff, you don't want to dig into it anymore, because it hurts your heart. It'll affect you mentally and emotionally. And I realize some of you are, you know what, you can't take that. And you're more comfortable with your heads buried in the fucking sand. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. That's fine. You stay there. Then you have no opinion when I speak. You understand me? You don't get to have an opinion when I speak, because I've done my due diligence. You have not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm always 100% correct. But I'm going to tell you, I have done more research than a lot of you ever will. So when you want to snap off with your little feelings and what you've seen on your little broadcast or the one mainstream media outlet that you watch, and you want to tell me that I'm a liar or I'm a this or I'm a that, you go fuck yourself, because I don't give a shit what your opinion is. I don't care. I know enough, which is why I'm involved with a lot of different shit. Honestly, I'm having a hard time right now getting anything done because I am so shadow banned and so censored on social media and everywhere I go. They know who I am. And I'm not being narcissistic. I'm telling you that they know who I am. They keep me locked down. They keep me shut up. This is the only platform that I have where I can speak the truth and not get shadow banned. That's why it's so important that you share these out. I know I can be vulgar. I know I use the F word a lot, but that's me. That's just me being me. I don't mean that to offend anybody. And if you're offended, I don't give a shit. I'm not here to coddle your feelings. I'm here to tell you what I know and what I've read and what I've seen and give you some facts. Stuff that you will not see on mainstream media, because I look at all of it. I follow everything on both sides of the political aisle. And I'm going to tell you, there's some sick fuckers in Democrats. That one made a gesture yesterday, I believe it was, after Jim Jordan was voted out, of a gun pointed at her head, and she pulled the trigger with her thumb, you know, that gesture, and then knocked her head sideways. You know, with suicides being up in the last 3 years, and numerous people that I know who have lost their children from suicide because of Democratic policies involving COVID-19 and their totalitarianism, they have affected mentally tens of millions of our youth. They stole their fucking childhood away from them. Them in their homes, and there's still adults out there. Wear a mask, you fucking idiots. The mask never helped you. There's nothing that ever helped you. This was all about control. This was a soft test on see how much they could get by with, so the next time they do it, they know exactly what they can do, and you guys will step right in fucking line and comply. I asked a doctor the other day. Not that I already didn't know, but I asked a doctor out of the blue that didn't know me and I didn't know them. I said, what do you think about these COVID-19 vaccines and this whole narrative? And they told me, and I'm going to say they, I'm going to say he or she, they told me that them and their spouse and their children got the first two vaccines. And they said that they got sicker than a dog from these vaccines. And they also said that them and their family will never take another one of those shots. That's from a medical professional, ladies and gentlemen, that didn't know me and I didn't know them. Take it from a medical professional that I've never met and they have never met me before. I will take it from some cocksucker like Dr. Fauci with the NIH that was giving money to Wuhan lab, funding, involved with funding of the labs in Ukraine. If you've researched some of this, if you quit being lazy, well, I got, you know, my kids got this. Yeah, I know your kids got stuff, but then you stay up for an extra hour and just, when I talk about some stuff, just go research it for yourself. But I, you know what, it doesn't even matter, because half of you will, you'll click on it, and you're so lazy that CNN will say that's fake news, or a fact checker will say it's fake news, or you know, one of these, the Politico, or one of these fucking bullshit cock-sucking groups will say it's fake news. You'll just believe it. You won't even dig deeper. You don't want to dig deeper because you don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to know the truth because it fucks you up, which is why I get on here and spout off the way I do, because I'm so tired of it. And I still have to argue. And I don't even argue with these dumb fucks anymore. Well, what about Trump? You know, what about Trump? Was your life better with Trump? Did you have more money in your pocket with Trump? Were you paying less for gas under Trump? Were you as scared to go to World War III under Trump? Were you paying less for groceries? Yeah, you had everything. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. But it was the best it's been since Bush Jr.'s early years. Because under Bush, I remember paying high gas prices. Well, that's because the Bush family makes all their money from the fucking oil. And guess what? Obama gets in there. Oh, yeah, he lowered the cost $1 a gallon. Oh, now we're only paying $2.50 or not even $2.50. It was $3 a gallon. We're only paying $3 a gallon now. You don't think he was giving kickbacks to the Bush? And then Trump gets in there. Drill, baby, drill. Self-sufficient, baby. Self-sufficient. We were no longer oil dependent on anybody. We were producing more oil than the rest of the world. And now you were paying, I seen it one time, one gas station had it for 99.9 cents a gallon. That hasn't happened since 1990 or something like that. On average, though, it was about $1.50 a gallon. I paid as low as $1.59 a gallon for diesel. $1.59 under Trump. You know what I paid today? $4.46. $4.46. That's almost $3 more a gallon for diesel. I put 100 gallons in. That's $300 more just for a tank for diesel. Because a lot of people couldn't handle mean tweets. And when they understood what these mean tweets were, he was insulting people and making fun of people. Do you know what these motherfuckers were doing to this guy? Completely trying to destroy his reputation. Absolutely try to destroy his reputation. And I get it. There's some stupid shit that he said. But if you understood where he was coming from and why he was coming at you the way he was, it wasn't even at you. It was at the people that were trying to destroy him because he wasn't one of them. He wasn't playing their fucking game. But you guys want to sit back and believe the mainstream narrative. And you know what pisses me off and what really irritates me? There's a lot of people that I'm involved with believe that bullshit. I woke up from it, and it affected me bad. Like, holy shit, I hated Trump. And I woke up from it, I'm like, boy, was I wrong. And then when I started really looking into things, I'm like, I was wrong like 50 times. Am I wrong now? Not as much as I was before. I know that there's some times that I, it's not that I'm wrong. I just, my mind goes like a million miles an hour. So I'll say one thing and I don't give you, all of the information to, for you to, like, understand my case. But that's how my mind works. And I have certain people in my life that want to argue with me. Oh, no, that's not it. I said, yeah, it is. Because I haven't gotten out my full thought yet. They're quick to jump on me. And I don't like that. I don't like people that are quick to jump, you know, try to prove you wrong without – my mind works way different than a normal person's. I can assure you that. And I know a normal person, they hear something and they want to defend it or they want to, you know, prove you wrong. Dude, you got to give me just 2 seconds here to get my thoughts together. And there's a lot of people that don't do that. They don't want to. I understand. I get things. I just don't know how to communicate things sometimes, unfortunately. There's nights I'm really good at communicating things and getting my thoughts out and making you understand where I'm coming from. And there's other nights where I get on here and I'm jumping from subject to subject and going back and then forth, and it'll confuse the shit out of you if you don't understand where my mind's at. Kind of like tonight, you know, I try my best, honestly, but it's very tough for me because I have so much information in my head that I've seen and heard. And it's hard for me to remember all of it. I was talking to somebody tonight, and they said, did you hear that in 911 that a lot of the women that were jumping out of the trade towers were naked. I'm like, nah, I've never heard that one. I mean, I've heard a lot of shit, and I've seen a lot of shit, but I never heard that one. And they're like, ah, so what do you think of that? I said, well, I wouldn't discredit it immediately just because you didn't know about it before. That's one of those things that I would put in the back of my memory bank, which I've got. Jesus, I wish I had E.T.'s head sometimes. Even though I got a big head, I mean, E.T.'s head would be a little more helpful. But I have numerous filing cabinets back in the back of my head where I'll hear something like that, and I'm like, that's interesting. Never heard that. But I don't discredit it right away and say, oh, that's not true, just because I didn't know. I put it in the back of my filing cabinet, and what's weird about it is like 6 months later, I'll see a story about something or read something, and it will trigger that memory. And it'll be a completely off-the-wall story, like, yeah, one witness seen all the women jumping out naked. And a good majority of the people that were jumping were women, but they were naked. And I'll be like, oh, shit, I remember hearing about this. Then I'll, like, click on it right away. Then I start digging into it. And that's what my downfall is, because then I can't stop. Because now it triggered a 6-month-old memory. So it makes me think, okay, there was something to that, because this is a whole different story. And sometimes it leads you nowhere. But sometimes it leads you to it'll lead you into a rabbit hole you wished you would have never have gone down. And that's where it goes. Unfortunately, for us that live like this, I never used to live like this. I used to live with my head buried in the sand, and I would argue my headline, whatever I read on CNN, or, you know, I hated Tucker Carlson at one time. I hated Donald Trump at one time. I hated Republicans at one time. then I woke up. Then I realized it's not Republicans that I hate. It's not Tucker Carlson or any of these people. It's, you know who I hate? I hate the media. I hate politicians in general. I hate the establishment government, the bureaucrats that have been working at the Department of Defense or the Pentagon for decades, that are actually controlling our government and fucking over the American people while they're stealing your tax dollars to pay for gender studies in Pakistan. And that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't read about that, go ahead and they just approved like $30 billion or $30 million. I don't know what the fuck the number was, but gender studies in Pakistan. Yeah, that's important. Forgive me if I sound brutal here, but I could give two fucks less what's going on in Pakistan and if people are struggling with their gender. I don't get it. You're a boy or a girl. That's how God made you. But, and if you don't believe in God, that's how Muhammad or whoever the fuck made you. There is no in-between. There is no, I was born a male, but I feel like a female. No, that's called mental illness. And I'm not going to say I'm sorry for that, because that's what it is. That is a diagnosis, like a scientific diagnosis. I'm not going to, and you might like, I don't care if you don't like it. People get so angry at me now. Well, you didn't have to say that. You could have said it nicer. No, I couldn't have, because every time I said it nicer, you're like, I disagree with you, but thank you for, you know, not putting them down. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm telling you the fucking truth. And if you don't like it, fuck off. I don't care. I am going to be very blunt and very straight to the point. It's a fucking mental illness. Why do we got to pussyfoot around everything? Why have we become a society of pussies? Like, when the fuck are you all going to wake up and say, you know, sometimes tough love is what's needed. Sometimes you need to get people help that they need. Now, I don't wish ill will on these people. But coddling them is not the way to go, because all that does is encourage them to continue on with mental illness. And then pretty soon, you got a whole fucking group of people that are mentally ill trying to tear down the fucking Capitol. Oh, yeah, like J6? Yeah. Oh, let me get into that. So today, a bunch of people that are anti-Israel that was led by Tlaib out of Michigan actually went into the Capitol, performed a sit-in. A few people were arrested. Do you think they're going to go through the same courts J6 defendants went through? Absolutely not, because there's a double standard in this country. I just read today also that a father of six, married father of six from Michigan, that actually ran for governor, was sentenced to prison because he was standing outside the Capitol. And he said, they can't stop all of us. That's all he said. And the judge says, I don't feel, oh, by the way, it was an Obama-appointed judge. He goes, I don't feel like you are remorseful enough. So he sent him to prison. Father of six, for standing outside the Capitol. What happened to free speech? What happened to free speech? It doesn't exist if you're a conservative, just so you know, because you will get prosecuted for it now. That's what happens now. We have a corrupt DOJ. We have a corrupt FBI. We have a corrupt federal government, including Republicans and Democrats, if you have not been paying attention. Well, I'm here to tell you, we are in deep shit. When you can have Maxine Waters or any of these Democratic congressmen and senators go to the site of a police brutality or killing or shooting or whatever, what have you, and some of them, I believe, were justified, and some of them, well, they're questionable. But when you can have them go there and say, or even not even there, it's time to get in their faces. It's time to do this. It's like inciting violence, but nothing's done to them. When you have Black Lives Matter protests and Antifa shows up and coexists with Black Lives Matter and they bust out windows and they cause damage and crime and burn buildings down and kill people, and you have the vice president supporting program to bail these people out of jail. Yes, Kamala Harris. She tweeted it out. Donate to these so we can donate these people out so they can go back out and peacefully protest. They didn't get arrested for peacefully protesting, you numbnuts. They got arrested because they were violent. But nothing is done to that side, ever. But Jesus, God, don't you dare stand outside the fucking Capitol and say they can't stop us all. Because guess what? Your First Amendment rights don't matter no more. Now, let's reverse this. Today, if they would have said that in the Capitol, said, hey, guess what would have been done about it? Absolutely nothing. You know what sickens me the worst? Is the fact that I used to side with the liberals. I used to side with BLM. I used to side with the racial injustice and this and that until I started doing my own independent research and quit listening to mainstream media. And I found out that holy fuck had I been lied to, and I was wrong. That these are nothing but Marxist groups that are paid for by the far left, George Soros-funded people. And George Soros has been responsible for getting a lot of federal and state judges and prosecutors in place across the country and across the world for that fact, or for that matter. And people are like, oh, Jeremy, come on. No, all you got to do is, and that research doesn't take much. You'll figure that out real quick. What sucks about it, George Soros, is he's 90-some years old, and I thought, okay, good. He'll keel off pretty soon, and the world will maybe get back to a normal a little bit. No, it won't, because he's got two sons that he's brainwashed into believing the same bullshit. Not to mention, they're all connected with the World Economic Forum of Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab's dad used to make nuclear weapons for, Africa. I can't remember. He was involved with Nazi Germany, and there's a whole thing with his dad, too. And guess what? Klaus Schwab's dad groomed him, too. You were cheering on Nazis. These people didn't die off after Germany, after World War II. They hid, and now they're coming out of the fucking woodwork again. And the left is cheering them on, not even realizing that they're cheering them on in the name of social justice. They use you like a fucking fiddle. They play you like a fiddle. Keep on listening anyway. And you keep on cheering them on. And you little white kids in mommy and daddy's basement, you get out there and you're marching with BLM thinking you're doing something great. No, you're cheering on Marxism and you're cheering on the demise of the United States of America and you're cheering on the demise of our freedoms. Am I saying that there ain't racism? Absolutely not. I know that there is. But this is not the way to go about it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not, and it never will be. You want to get rid of racism, you get rid of the media, and you get rid of these cocksuckers. You get rid of these cocksuckers that are trying to force you to believe the narrative. That's all you got to do. You start voting different. I'm not telling you to go vote for a Republican. I'm not telling you to go vote for a Democrat. You need to start voting different. You need to start researching who you're voting for. You need to start researching what the fuck is going on in this country. That's all I'm saying. Wow. I'm pretty good. It went off for 43 minutes, 42 minutes so far. Wow. I'm kind of special some nights. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting played like you're getting played on both sides, by the way. You know, there was a while there. I switched sides and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for Republican all the way. Then I started researching some of those candidates. They're just as fucking nuts as the Democrats. Some of them. I have found that there is a good majority of people on the right. Let's dive into this one. America First candidates, MAGA, Make America Great Again. Oh, they're racist. They hate people. What is so horrible about making America great again? What is so horrible about America First? I don't understand that. But I want to make America great again. I want to get it back to where black people and white people coexisted and we didn't constantly think about race all the time. Back in the 80s and 90s, we were making very good progress, I thought, race-wise. And in some instances, we still are because there's a lot of people that, you know, that like the black community for a good majority of history have voted Democrat, but there's a lot of people seeing now that the Democratic Party are only using them for their votes. Make America Great Again doesn't mean we got to get rid of the Mexicans, or we got to get rid of the black people, or we got to do that. We have a constitution that protects everybody. I mean, we just talked about that in the Constitutionalist on Tuesday night about the 14th Amendment. There are things in place that protects a lot of people, no matter what your skin color is. And sometimes, especially what your skin color is, it protects you. That's a beautiful thing. Because I think we all in this world deserve to live peacefully and live our lives peacefully. What you're seeing in Israel and in Palestine right now, you got people that have been brainwashed into believing since they were born that Israel is their enemy, like Palestinians. Israel is our enemy. Has Israel done bad things to Palestine? Absolutely. But it works both ways. You know, back in 73, Israel funded Hamas because they wanted to go after PLO, terrorist organization. And it didn't work out in their favor, obviously. So now they're after them again. I mean, it's a never-ending cycle of brainwashing and mental abuse from millions and millions and millions of people. It's crazy to me. And I see we have a caller. Let me call him. Give me a second to breathe. Ooh, I don't think I like took a breath this whole time, ladies and gentlemen. I just got a lot on my mind. I'm sorry. All right, let's go to the caller 8978. You're coming on air.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to welcome you to the Tay Tay Wee Wee Show.
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
I seen you just tried calling me, and I'm like, then I recognize your number when I looked at who the number was. I'm like, ah. I'm just going
on,
man.
He always does that. Yeah, he always does that when he's calling from the gay bar. He tries to disguise his damn number. That's it's just him. I mean, it's just normal. You just got to suck it up and accept it.
I do.
That's why we can't have nothing.
I love my brother for who he is.
Yeah.
I told Bill, I said, let's call Jeremy. And he said, let's do it. So I did, and you just, like, give me the treatment. And I said, I bet he's on the damn radio show.
Yeah. I'm on my new
topic?
Thing called Randomized. I do, I haven't talked to you for a little while, but I do a show called Randomized now. And where I'll do it at, I don't even give a warning. I just set up the show, call it Randomized, share the link out, and say, come and join me, because you never know what the fuck I'm going to talk about. And I've done, this is my sixth episode, and it's got a pretty good response.
Good deal.
That's what Taylor and I used to do. We didn't have no show topic. We'd just get in there and start talking, and whoever pissed us off first, that became the topic of the show, Jeremy.
Well, which one are you going to piss me off first?
Well, we're trying. I'm trying to think. I ain't talked to you in so long. I hate to call up and piss you off.
No, it's good to hear from you guys. I haven't talked to you guys for a while. Yeah.
Oh, you too, man.
I was just going off on the whole Israel and Palestine thing, and about our government. They can't elect a Speaker of the House because we got too many fucking rhinos in our government and too many special interests and lobbyist groups controlling our government, and nobody's working for the people anymore. It's all for special interests and corporations. And I was just tired of it.
You're
100%
right. Yeah, and I'll tell you something, man. One thing I hate hearing, and boy, I piss a lot of people off. This might even piss you off, but 100% of our House and Senate, they're 100% corrupt, all of them. You can't, these are guys that spend $70 million plus dollars to get a seat for a $170,000 a year job. And it's all going to be special interest. Hell, I'll tell you right now, I'm as honest guy as you'll know. Put Bill Weaver in the Senate and see what happens. I'm going to line my bank account, and I'm walking. I'm going to take my two terms where I've got my lifetime medical and all my free stuff, and I'm walking because it's obvious the American people don't give a damn no more. They elect names. I recognize this name. I'll vote for this name. And that's the problem we got. We've got to get rid of these same people. Vote the other guy in. Even if it's somebody you don't like, hell, put them in there.
Hence the song No America Left, right, Bill?
There you go. There you go. I appreciate you saying that. But I don't believe all of them originally go into office. They all go into office thinking they're going to be that way. I think they get trapped into it and to get promoted into some leadership position within the Senate and stuff. They have to agree with all these rhinos and man, it's all backwards. It actually goes against how our whole system was set up constitutionally. And it's heartbreaking because, on the other side of it, we got people fighting and dying for this country for seemingly no reason.
I just got done saying that like 10 minutes ago. You know, all these people that are join our military and fight for this noble cause thinking they're fighting for our freedom. And I made sure to say, now this is not directed at them because I know what they went into the military for, because they were told that they are fighting for freedom and they're fighting for this noble cause, when in actuality they were fighting for special interest money and to make these cocksuckers rich. These motherfuckers that put these people into wars, these kids, they don't give two shits if they live or die. They don't give a fuck about their families or their children or their wives.
They throw them in there
for their special
children,
interest money.
Yeah. Their children don't go fight in wars.
Oh, they fly
their
fucking airplane over a war zone. And then they give them a goddamn medal at the end of it and say, oh, see, my son was in the war. The fuck he was. He flew a fucking plane after the war was over.
It's like that piece of shit son of Biden's that died. Everybody made a big deal about that. Pussy
Bull
never
Biden,
done nothing.
Yeah.
Hey,
George Bush,
yeah,
he got
he,
some kind of fucking medal, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they should
yeah,
give him
I've
a, they ought to give him a dirty, give him a dirty tampon. Let him wear that, let him wear a dirty tampon on their damn shirt. That's what they deserve.
I've got a,
somebody else's.
Well, they deserve, they deserve a trucker teabag is what they need. A guy that has a truck that's been trucking for a week, hasn't taken a shower, and then to get a teabag from that son of a bitch. That's what they deserve.
There you go. You're talking to him right now. Show me where to go. I, actually, that's a lie. I had a shower 5 days ago, so I've got 2 days
all
left
right, well,
where I can go.
I'll meet you in Constitution Avenue, and I won't shower all the way down there. How's that?
There you go.
Service left
there you go. We'll, people won't have to ask where we're at. They'll just smell us out, man. No, it's sad
yeah,
because our system, our House and Senate was not set up to be the same people holding office for 50 years. It was set up people with different mindsets to go in there. And I'll tell you something. There's no doubt I'm incredibly conservative. Beyond right wing in some ways, but we have to value the value of all of us having different opinions. That's what built this country, and all
right.
These people just go up there and whatever get them a paycheck, they'll agree to. Well, I've to be on this committee, I got to agree with Frank over here, and it's a liar's game, man. It ain't right. There's no reason
that you or I
can't run for a Senate seat if we wanted, but there's no way we could get the financial backing to even pay the filing fees to run anymore.
Well, even if we started gaining ground, the mainstream media will come after us and our families and go back 20 years and dig up every piece of dirt about us and make us look like complete garbage, and the American public would eat it right up because they're a bunch of fucking sheep. And you look at what happened
exactly.
With, like what happened with Kevin McCarthy, you know, and Matt Gaetz and America First in Congress made a deal with him and said, hey, if you do this, you're good. But we're going to put this provision in there that we can do a motion to vacate if you don't follow what we agreed upon. So what does Kevin McCarthy do? The first motherfucking thing he does, he goes to Nancy Pelosi's office, makes a deal with her because she told him that the Democrats will back you up. Don't worry, we won't allow that to happen. What happens when Matt Gaetz issues a motion to vacate? Where's Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats? Nowhere to be found. They used his ass
like
a piece of shit that he is. Exactly.
You
got to play the game
and I'll tell you.
And he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're right about that. But I'll tell you what, when they put him in there, I hate to say this publicly, but I really supported him when he first got in there. I really thought, damn, maybe he'll get in there and make some kind of a difference on this, because you know what we've dealt with the past many, many years. I thought, hell, it can't be no worse. And then it turns out he's just one of them.
Yeah, he's one of the swamp.
You know, it's like walking towards a pretty little blonde and finding out she's really the monster with fangs that's going to attack you and kill you.
Yeah, her name's not Barb, it's Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless
you're
from Jesus'
pronouns.
Bad. We went fishing there. Forgot his fishing pole, but he unzipped his pants. I gave him some line, and we got through the day. Let's leave it right there. And that was when it cold outside, because we was ice fishing.
Did you get banned off Twitter again?
Me?
I hadn't seen any of your tweets, yeah.
No, I've been just kind of laying low on it really turned me off when they banned me on Twitter. I thought that was a free speech platform, and all of a sudden I got banned. I'm like, dude, I had senators and congressmen and big names following me, and fucking all of a sudden just gone. I'm like, fuck that.
You're not
dude.
Back
fuck
on there
Twitter.
Now?
I'm back on there, but I only got like 600 and some followers, and I don't even work at getting followers because I'm just disgusted because anything that I do post, it gets seen by like 10 people. Their algorithms got me shut the fuck down.
Yeah,
fuck
they done that with me too, because I sent them a big email and left them when they suspended my wife off there, for simply telling the truth. Of course, you know, Carol Ann, she's going to say what she thinks. And basically, yeah, it won't let her back on there. They absolutely will not rescind her suspension. And that was when they was weeding out all the conservatives. She got suspended in that mix. And they absolutely will not let her on there, but they won't even give her access to cancel her account. She see it on there by name to show numbers. You know, they need the numbers of people on there, so they'll keep you that way. But they will not let her vacate her account.
No, they won't do that to me either. So I had to start a whole new account and go through that whole rigmarole. And, like, after I got done doing it, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? It's just like TikTok. They banned me 10 accounts, and I had over 100,000 followers on every fucking account. They let me back on, but they won't let me do green screen videos. And anything that I do post on there, I get, if I get 300 views, I got 26,000 followers. I get, like, 300 views. It's like 26,000 followers, and I get 300 views. Yeah, you guys got me fucking marked. It's like, I'm not stupid. I was just saying this earlier tonight on this broadcast. I said, you know, this is the only platform, Blog Talk Radio, that I can actually come on here and say what the fuck is on my mind and not worry about being, you know, get hit by the algorithms or being banned or you know, any of that. Yeah, sure, the FBI could come after me because I said something that pissed off the corrupt DOJ or the FBI or this corrupt administration. But it ain't going to shut me up. What are you going to do, throw me in jail because I hurt your feelings with my free speech? Well, fuck you. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, I'll tell you what, this, you know, this stuff goes back so far. People would be mind-boggled if they really went back in history and realized where this all started. Excuse me, guys. Man, when 9/11 happened, and, in 8 days, they passed 13,400 pages of new legislation, the USA Patriot Act.
The Patriot
you show
Act.
Me a human being. You show me a human being who can read 13,400 pages of legal speak in 8 days and sign off on it. And it was unanimously passed. That was written years and years prior to its passing. That's why I say 9/11 was all a conspiracy right along, just to enact that. These military contractors and others have made trillions off of it, out of the wallets of the American public, and they're just saying a damn thing we can do about it. It's written into law now, and people are so naive. And, oh, that was a good thing. They done a good thing there. I don't say nothing on the phone. I worry about them monitoring. Well, then
that's
you,
not the
you,
point.
You don't believe in our Constitution. Then it's like these guys that are. I don't care if they search my car. I have nothing to hide. No,
that's
you're
not
giving
the
away
point.
Your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. You know, why would you do that?
And your First.
And your First Amendment rights.
The point is, it's not about if you did anything wrong or right. They don't have the right under the Constitution to do that to you, regardless of what you've done. They violated the Constitution by issuing the Patriot Act after 9/11, even though that was written. I mean, that was passed within like 3 days. So you know that was written 13,000 or 17,000 pages.
Yeah,
that
was
written way before 9/11.
8 days, Jeremy. Yeah, I think it was
eight days.
It took to pass it, but it passed unanimously. 13,400 pages, and it's all legal terminology. Yeah. The best lawyers in the world as a team, the best six lawyers in the world, couldn't have sat down and dissected that as a team and signed off on that with good conscience. You couldn't have done it. But, these are smart people. You know, the American people, well, these people are smart. That's why they're senators. You know, no, they're not.
They are smart
they're
because
crooked.
They're crooks.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you gotta be smart to be that damn corrupt.
Yeah.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Hey, there we go.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, give me two more hours, and I'll bet I'm going to get medicated. been a long day today.
Hold on.
Parental guidance is suggested.
There you go. I mean, Tyler was talking about you, man, and Tyler said, he's seen you on right now, so he said, let's call in and Tay-Tay and Wee-Wee.
Dude, if you guys ever see me on Randomized, you guys are always more than welcome to call in and join the conversation. I go fucking off on Randomized. Like, the last episode I had was a friend of mine had a OFP and a previous friend of mine, and he violated it, and he's sitting in jail till Friday. And now I'm going to do a special episode on November 4th about child trafficking and human trafficking in general, and I've got a couple speakers coming on that have actually been trafficked. And Saturday, November 4th will be a really good one to listen to. But I'll probably have another 10 randomized between there because I'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll just be pissed off about something, and I'll just go off for a fucking hour. Like, that's what I do.
Well, there's only one thing you can do about it, Jeremy.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's
you
all you can do anymore.
You got to take a look at it. Now, sometimes you just got to take a look at it.
Would you just look at this? Would you just look at it? Just look at it.
That
was your applause, Doug.
That damn video. Tyler had sent me that video through Messenger. And,
the Mercury Zephyr?
Tyler was always saying, Tyler was always sending me stupid shit through Messenger. I didn't look at half of it. For some reason, I opened that one. And I ain't going to say I was driving down the road, but I will say that I pulled over after watching it because I was laughing so damn hard. And I didn't realize that was a staged video, that it was set up. But, man, that was the funniest damn... You talk about doing a good job.
Actually, it wasn't staged.
Well,
it's staged
on the part of the actor. I mean,
the objective of him was to get the other guy to say, look at it.
Yeah.
That was his objective. How long would it take to get the other guy to say, would you just look at it? And finally, after 20 minutes, would you just look at it? Just look at it? He finally
pointed that bird shit on the hood. Would you look at that?
But see, I followed his cue, and I did that with a police officer once, and I said, hey, would you just touch it? Just touch it to see how it feels. And that only lasted about 30 seconds, and I was in handcuffs and thrown in jail. I don't know what the hell their problem was.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. tell you the best one I ever had happen to me when I was a cop, man. I was over at Flip in Arkansas, and I stopped a little old truck for speeding coming through town there, and it was an elderly man. But he was going about 18 miles an hour over the speed limit. Got him stopped there at the U.S. Bank facility and come up there and got his driver's license, his registration, proof of insurance stuff. And he's this sweet old man, you know, he's just going over the speed limit. And he handed me all his stuff, and he looked at me, and he goes, do you have a drug dog with you? And I said, no, sir, I don't run a drug dog anymore. He said, whoo-hoo. You had me worried to death there for a minute. this guy's 80 years old, you know. He ain't got no dope with him. And either that or I let a bunch of dope go through flipping Arkansas because he was good enough to fool me. But I laughed. But that old man, turns out he was an old preacher from down in South Arkansas, and he'd been up to see some family, 80-something years old, and coming through town 18 miles an hour over the speed limit. But I'll never forget that because he asked me, did I have a drug dog with me?
He wasn't coming
from
Arkansas, was he?
And I thought he just asked me out of interest. No, he was actually headed toward Mena. Now, if he'd been coming from Mena, I'd have ripped his truck. But this old man, hell, I
we all know about
that
Mena, don't
talk
we?
To him for an hour. Yeah. Yeah, we do. The guy that was flying that plane back and forth down there, is, believe it or not, a close friend of mine. And he can tell you some stories. Because he did not know, and he'll tell you right now, he did not know all that was going on. They didn't know what he was flying. And
well, the one guy that was flying was associated with Bill Clinton and numerous DEA agents and all. I mean, I can go into it, but he ended up dead, the one guy.
Yeah, yeah. This is another guy. I ain't gonna say his name on here.
He catches hell over that
because this guy, believe it or not, is a devout conservative, and he told me, he said, Bill, he said, I truly had no damn idea what in the hell I was flying. He said, I didn't really care. He said, I was getting paid damn good, and I had no reason to distrust these people. And I told him, I said, well, the only people that can really screw you is the people you trust, you know, and I take him at his word on that, but me and him actually have played music together before, and with Bill Clinton's brother there, Roger, years ago. Hell, me and Roger played music together back before Bill Clinton ever got elected. Bill Clinton was governor at that time, but he'd not been elected president yet then. But hell, we was around each other a lot back then. And,
boy, I think you need to come on an episode of Randomized and tell me a little bit of your history, man, because this is already interesting. Holy shit.
Well, this...
About when you owned the gay bar on Broad Street.
Yeah, that'll be the story for next time. But now, up in our area, Jeremy, we're in the most popular tourist area in the state of Arkansas, up where I'm at. And everybody comes up here to fish. They come up here to hunt, and it's a great place to live, as long as you don't live there. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you got money, it's a great place to live. If you don't have money, you're not going to make any money there. You're going to be out here doing what me and Taylor's doing.
Is that Johnny Cash territory?
But, yeah, no. Johnny Cash is over from over in Dias, way over east southeast of.
Okay.
But that's very poor country. Also, where I'm at ain't near as poor and oppressed as that part of the state was. But unless you work for yourself over where we're at, you're just you're not going to make a retirement income. You're going to come home from work some night and die. You know, on your couch or in bed. It's, you're not going to truly retire. You've got to be in something of your own. That's why I bought that construction equipment, why I've got a truck to stay out here. And that being said, I'm not running down our area. There's just no industry there. And back in the 1940s, they built the two hydroelectric dams as part of the WPA project, closed us off, in a sense, from the rest of the world. So it's hard to get to where I live from anywhere. It's just not unless you got a damn airplane or you're willing to drive a bunch of crooked roads real slow.
Bill,
I
got to ask
a good
you this question.
Transportation quarter. Throw it on.
Bill, were you that guy when I was down in Arkansas? I come to a street corner and I didn't know where the hell I was at. And there's this gentleman standing there. He looked a lot like you, honestly. And I said, hey, sir, can you tell me how to get to such and such place? And that gentleman said, you can't get there. You can't get there from here. You're that guy, aren't you?
That's a common answer I give people all the time. I'll be like, you can't get there from here. No, I love it. Taylor's been out at our place, and it's beautiful out where I'm at, but it's just we're somewhat secluded, and it's growing so rapidly now in population. Industry, the small amount of industry we have, can't keep up with it. Real estate's gone through the roof because everybody wants to move there to retire. They'll retire from their good jobs up in Chicago, Milwaukee, and New York, and come down to our area. And it's a great place to live, but for a young couple starting out, if you've been raised there, you probably need to get the hell out of there for about 20 years. Go build your future somewhere else and come back. You know, buy some land young and come back to it. But
I've been all over in Arkansas. And I tell you what, there's not one part of Arkansas that I don't like.
Man, Yeah, north central to northwest Arkansas, though. It's some magnificent, beautiful country. I mean, I'm not just saying that because it's my state, because I love most everywhere in the United States, except for where I'm at right now. And I'm not going to say New Mexico out loud because I might piss somebody off. But I'm not a big fan of this quarter I run from Memphis to Reno every week. I'm not a big fan of the desert country, and it's not nothing. I'm not negating it. It's just not me. I'm used to rolling hills, clean, fresh water. And that being said, I'd like to come out here sometime and in the pickup, bring Carol Ann with me, and just tour around and see the old Billy the Kid stuff firsthand, and some really cool stuff, you know. We've got a beautiful and. All these Americans, they need to realize we need to defend this. I mean, we've got a magnificent, beautiful country, border to border.
Every state has its own uniqueness about it, because I've been in a lot of states.
Oh, yeah.
And you all have. We've been everywhere. And there's not one state that I look at and like, oh, my God, it's horrible. Because even Iowa, if you get to eastern Iowa, it's got very beautiful country. I mean, the middle of Iowa is basically cornfields and bean fields. But then you get to Nebraska, cornfields and bean fields. But you get to western Nebraska, beautiful country. And even parts of the middle of Nebraska. But Missouri's got beautiful country. Arkansas, I've gone from Missouri down into Arkansas through the Ozarks and man, you drive some of those back two-lane highways, man, and you go up in the hills and get to the scenic overlooks, and you'll never see nothing like it. Every single state has something beautiful about it. It depends on what you like. Wyoming, Montana, I mean, I couldn't stop. Every state has something beautiful about it. And the one thing I've thought about every state is every state has beautiful American people that just want to be left the fuck alone by our federal government and live their life as they see fit without being harassed by the federal government.
I agree 100%. And, you know, as a group of people, you have to have, when you get a large populace, you've got to have some level of governance for common laws, common sense laws, like our First Ten Amendments. Just common sense stuff. But these politicians, and I'll tell you something, Don, I blame a lot too. They have bastardized our whole system.
They sure have.
People understand reality anymore, Jeremy. I don't know. It's like you wake up every day and you don't know if you're coming out of a dream or a nightmare, or if you're walking into a dream or a nightmare. And there are great people. It's like California. I poke fun on Facebook at people from California a lot, but I've got a hell of a lot of friends in California that are just good American people. And by and large, other than the basin down south and San Francisco as a whole, the rest of California is just good old hardworking American people that just want to pay their bills, be able to die at home in peace when they die. And you know, basically, we all have the same damn goals in life, all of us as Americans. I study history a lot, and I'll tell you something. I'll go off on a tangent here, so shut me up if you need to. But
no,
people don't think
it.
About this, but when the California gold rush happened, I'll just give you for instance. Now, California was not an American state at that point in history. First time in the history of the entire world, somebody found gold that could make you rich. It could make an individual rich that wasn't subject to a king or a czar. For the first time in the history of the world, a private individual could go out here, work his ass off, digging and panning gold, and become wealthy because of the fruits of his labor. But prior to that, anywhere in the world you were, if you wasn't born rich, you were not going to be rich. And to me, that kind of epitomizes what America is about. You can have a different, better future if you choose to do it here, and you're willing to put in the hard work and take a chance. And, you know, we had men that went all the way from Maine to California just to pan gold to take that chance. To me, that's real Americans. That's real freaking men that went and done that. You know, they left their families and went and done that. And most of them lost their ass. But I don't know. I don't know if that drove home my point about America or not. But let
me ask you a question, Bill, since I got you on here.
A valuable lesson people learn. Go ahead, brother.
So, that song that you wrote, No America Left, what inspires you to write that song? Because I think that was the most beautifully written song that I have listened to in a long time. And as a matter of fact, we played that song as our intro for probably, I don't know, 80% of the Disrespected Trucker radio show, and we had that going, and we kind of broke off because I wanted more nights filled up, and Daryl and Chris, we all three worked well together, but we really work well together too, separately and together. So we have like, I don't know, four shows going on now on this network, and we're adding more as time goes on, and it's phenomenal. Taylor, I don't think you, I haven't talked to you for a while, so I don't even know if you even knew that was going on.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about what was going on.
Yeah, so like Wednesday night,
man,
like tonight.
I don't get in your business, you know?
The No America Left premise of that song, the whole song, now you got to realize all this happened at the time when this burning the flag and stomping on the flag movement was going on back in 2015, 2016. It seemed to be the popular thing with these fucking kids to do that. And I really think they're just so fucking stupid. They didn't even know what they're doing. And I got two words for them. Fuck you. Anybody that ever done that, anybody participated in it, fuck you. But I was at a truck stop up in Iowa, a little old mom-and-pop place that had a little old restaurant in it. And there was an old man and his wife, who could hardly walk, was pushing him in a wheelchair. And his legs were obviously gone. And he had his U.S. Navy hat on from the Nimitz. And I held the door open, and I shook his hand and thanked him for his service. And that's as far as it went. I didn't go buy him dinner. It wasn't everything that's in the song. But I thought, all these kids stomping and burning our flag, if they could feel what I just now felt, looking this old man in the eye and shaking his hands and thanking him for losing his legs, for me to be here bitching about these kids that are disrespecting him right now. We've got to, as a country, we've got to make people understand this, the value of it. And he's one of the lucky ones. He come back with no legs. You know, at least he come back with his life, and he had a wife that loves him enough that her 80-year-old butt was pushing him around in a wheelchair. And I'm like, you know, these people deserve us to buy them dinner every damn day of their life. Whatever in the hell they need
damn
to
right.
make them comfortable until they leave this earth, they deserve it.
That's where
the premise for that song come from. And I got to writing that song, and I'll tell you something, Jeremy. I sit there crying. The original writer of that song, I've got it. It's on a yellow legal pad. That's what I generally always write on. And that page is so tear-stained from me crying while I was writing that, because I could see play out as I was writing it. And it didn't take me 30 minutes to write it. And that's a...
And you don't mind if I play that, right, Bill?
No, you play it all you want, brother. I'm honored. I'm honored that anybody wants to. Hell, if somebody wants to play it and make fun of America using it, go ahead and do it. Let people hear the words.
No, I would never do that.
I'll tell you what. No, I'm just saying, once you hear the words to it, they're going to sink in. And if we can make one person, just come back to America. I ain't asking you to be liberal or conservative. Come back to being a damn American. Just come back to America.
Right.
Come back to our country.
Where the neighbors
helped
each other out.
Yeah, our country was established, and people need to remember this, it was established by a bunch of absolute worthless traitors who were traitors to the king, who literally, subjectively owned this land. They were all traitors. I mean, if you want to look at it that way, at that time, they were. They all went against the system, and they built the greatest country in the world out of that. So there's nothing wrong with going against the system, bucking the system. I'm honored to be a part of this system, you know, doing what we do. We keep an economy going. Our voice, if it changes one person's mind, hey, so be it. If that's all it changes, so be it.
Wow. I have that. I'm at a loss for words for once. What did you guys do to me tonight? Is this some kind of hypnotism that you guys worked on before you called into the show? Or
Taylor's having a seance in his truck. He's got a voodoo doll and he's casting a spell.
No, it's always good to hear
he told
from,
me he had a,
from Taylor, and it's always good to hear
he
from
had a
you,
voodoo
Bill.
Doll. You too, man.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I'll tell you what. You know, people have to realize, Jeremy, we have to support this great country. And we have to disagree
damn
right
with
each other. Disagreement is the most valuable tool we have. Because I'll tell you what, I don't want you to sit there and 100% agree with everything Bill Weaver says. Because there's plenty of times in my life that I'm just way the hell wrong. But I'll tell you what, there's equally as many times I'm way the hell right. Through that, as long as we disagree, we can kind of meet a middle ground there.
I just said that same thing tonight, Bill.
Wars, you know.
I said the same thing. I said, you know what? I know that I'm not always right, but there's a good majority of the time that I am right because I've researched the shit out of it. So if you would just please listen and share this out and call me out when I'm wrong. Let me know that I'm wrong. Say, I read this and it proves that you're not right. I will stand corrected. I will stand up and say, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate you proving me wrong. That makes me try harder when I research into other things. I want to make sure that I'm telling you the truth. And a good majority of the time I am. But, yeah, tonight was a treat, having you guys on and me getting to share. You know, I went on for the first 45 minutes of just shit that was in my mind and sharing a lot of stuff that a lot of people probably won't hear about on mainstream media, and then all of a sudden I get a call from Taylor, and I'm like, oh, I'm on a radio show, and then you guys got on the radio show. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's even better yet. Come on. And we had a great conversation.
Well, I'll tell you
I appreciate
man.
That.
I wish to God people would, number one, don't believe any mass media, including Fox News, because I get accused all the time, oh, you're one of them Fox News watchers. No, I'm not. I don't believe none of these sons of bitches. But I'll tell you what, we have to get back to being American. And I'll tell you something else. Whether you're transgender, homosexual, black, white, Hispanic, no legs, four legs, I don't care. If you're an American, you're a damn American. Sexuality has nothing to do with this country. And the media has pushed everything to our... For the past 2 years, that's been our focus.
Yep. Racial and sexuality.
Nothing to do. Yeah, and I'll tell you something. I've got friends from every damn race, creed, and color and sexuality. And I've got friends that are just like me, but they do shit I disagree with, and I do shit they disagree with. And you know what? It's America. Let's agree to disagree. I'm going to do shit my way, but you have to love this country. Because that flag that flies above us, it represents all of us. And people have to remember
that. Let me just add this. If you come to this country, I don't care where you come from. If you come to this country and you want to fly your flag, that's fine. But you fly the American flag above your flag because you're in our country now.
Believe
that.
Right.
You honor this country first.
It's weird you mentioned that. Tyler and I were just talking about that very thing earlier. The American flag is always on top, and if it's flown on a separate pole, it's flown 4 feet higher than any other flag.
Bingo. Nothing against your country, but this is our country. Respect that. I wouldn't come to your country.
No, I've got a little sister that's Korean, and she's proud of her Korean heritage. She was adopted,
mm-hmm.
and I want her to be proud of that. If you're Mexican and you come here, be proud of being a Mexican. You're a Mexican.
That'll be heritage, yeah.
I don't get that because the people that I know that are here from another country are so damn glad to be here that my mother was born in England, and England is nothing to me. I'm an American. I don't give two fucks about what they did in England before I was born, you know? I don't care. I'm an American. Now, you want to talk to me about America? Teach me American history. I don't give two fucks about what Britain did back then. And my family, the whole family lives in England. You know, my mother was born there.
I'm
not a British American.
Don't discount where you came from originally, though. You don't have to hate it because you're here.
I don't hate England, but I've never been to England. I don't know anything about England. I know I was born here. This is my country. I don't give two fucks about England. I don't care if they all wore, I don't wear their clothes because I'm British. There's nothing I do in my life that's heritage. My heritage is right here in the United States.
You're damn right.
Bingo.
Well, I'm part Scottish, and I'm wearing a dress right now, just so y'all know. I'm driving a big old truck down the road pulling hazmat chemicals.
I'm
fixing to blow on a damn bagpipe here in a minute.
Hey, I just think Scottish, the people that, when they say they're African-American, and their ancestors hadn't been African in like six or seven generations, I'm like, but no, you're not. You're an American, you know? I just don't understand how people that's never been to Africa and never, you know, generations have passed, but yet they dress African, and it's like they're African, you know, American. I'm like, no, you're American. You've never been to Africa. I was talking to one man one night, and he thought Africa was a country. I said, no, dude, it's a continent. He didn't even know.
Africa,
it just blows me away.
It had sucked the United States up 10 times. It's massive. But we've got to get, you know, all of us truck drivers, we've always said we got to get pride back in these trucks. But a lot of this we're talking about is the underlying problem. We got to get pride back in this country. You know, you can hate war. You can hate a war, which I do. I hate war. I think it's the stupidest. My young men can come and kill your young men, and somebody can call herself the winner. I think it's the most foolish fucking concept in the world. But you can hate war and not hate the soldiers because they're ordered to go fight the war.
I think war should be replaced with fat girls, our best fat girl from one side against their best fat girl in a mud wrestling competition.
There we
go. Social media influencers against each other right there on TikTok.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I've always said. They ought to take the president, the supreme leader of every nation, lock him up in the Superdome with equal weaponry, and whoever's the last man living that walks out the front door can call himself the winner, and let's be done with it. But, you know, you think back, and it ain't been that long. It ain't been that long ago, guys. When we went in, people don't realize this. You know how many divisions, you know how many U.S. Army military divisions we had going into World War II? Do either one of you know the answer to that?
I'm
not trying to put you on the spot. We had one fucking full division of men. The Germans had 333 divisions of men. The Japanese had 230 divisions of men. We had pulled our military down after World War I because we foolishly believed it was the war to end all wars. And as such, the country didn't have a lot of money. We kept our military pulled down. But when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, there were lines of men, and I will call them men, because by God, they stood in four-mile-long lines to get to the recruiting office to sign up and go fight for their damn country. We've got to get that attitude back. We have to get that back. These were men that wanted to go fight. These people threw the first punch. Now, we're signing up. We're going to throw in our punch now. We built up the strongest damn military in the world over a three-year period from 1941 to 1943.
Let me ask you guys a question. Whenever I do a randomized, I'll text Taylor. And Taylor, Bill, do you mind if Taylor shares your phone number with me?
Hell, I'll give it to you right now over the air. I don't give a shit.
No.
Somebody calls
me.
I don't want to talk to. I'll hang up on. No, Taylor,
no,
share my number.
No, don't. Yeah.
I think I've got
Taylor
your number
share
in my damn phone. I don't know, but yeah, I'll have Taylor send it to you to make sure.
Hey,
yeah,
Jeremy, you ever been to that Flying J at outside St. Paul?
Outside
St. Paul. You ever been to Flying J outside, or the TA outside of St. Paul on 90 coming out
east
there?
East side? Oh, on the west side.
Yeah.
In Rogers.
Yeah.
I'm sitting like two blocks
his
from
number,
there right
his
now.
Number's on three, yeah, well, his number's on three of the four stalls that are in the bathroom.
Hey, I'm the one that wrote him there, ass. So, all right, I'll tell you what, you opened up the door. Let me tell you something about Taylor told me earlier today, Jeremy. We met up on the road. Me and Taylor hadn't. I was kind of excited to see him. We met up on the road, and Taylor said, "Well, Bill, I ain't seen you in a long time. I'll buy your damn dinner. We'll go get a steak, and I'll buy your dinner." I said, "Well, man, that's great. You sure you got the money?" And he said, "Yeah. I've got $300.50." I said, "Well, man, that's awesome. How'd you get that?" He said, "Well, I was out there doing sexual favors for truck drivers on the TA parking lot." I said, "Well, how much of that money come from that?" He said, "Well, $300.50 of it." So there you go.
Thank he is such a fucking liar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who these people are. They just called in randomly. I call them, I just call them by their names. I don't know who they are.
I couldn't tell that as dirty as it was, because I got into it there and I thought, nah, I probably better not say this verbatim.
Yeah, and Taylor's
he's
like,
just
shut,
mad
the
I
up,
fucking
Bill. Shut the fuck
he's
up, Bill.
Fucking, oh, I don't care about that. He's just pissed off. He ain't never forgave
you know
me for running over his fucking mailbox while he was out of town. I'm having a hard time backing my trailer in.
You know what? Let me tell you something about a guy that comes to your house and says, "Hey, Bill, we got to go down to help this old man, this old 84-year-old man that's a buddy of mine, move some shit."
Oh, I don't even want to hear about that fucking mirror.
But he, Taylor goes, "Now, we got one tree in my driveway, Jeremy. One damn tree. One tree." Now, bear in mind, I cleared this driveway out, and there were 74 trees in there. I clear 73 of them, leave the ones my wife wants left. So we're going to get my dually, and I've had a little bit of drink. Taylor has, too, but I'd had more than him, so he decides. Matter of fact, I'd run out of beer, and I was on Taylor's butt.
I was on my first beer.
Well, down there, because I'm sober, everything will be good. I get in a passenger seat. I've got my arm out the window holding one of his Bud Lights, and he backs my dually mirror into that damn one tree out there, about rips my arm off, and caused me to spill his Bud Light.
I was kind of pissed about that.
And you know what? That damn mirror cost me $18 to replace, and I'm still pissed about that. I ain't never got the damn money
out
of that deal.
Wait a minute. Bill, are you telling me that you almost spilled Dylan Mulvaney all over his lawn?
It was before Dylan. It was before Dylan.
Yeah, it's still Dylan. Doesn't matter if it was before or after. It's still Dylan.
Yeah, well, I don't drink that beer no more.
What's funny is after that happened, of course, now Carol Ann, we'd bought a new pickup. We'd bought a new Chevy pickup. Carol Ann backed it into a stump up Tannen Boot. And me and Taylor had rode her ass about denting the bumper on that new Silverado. And we'd rode her and rode her and rode her. After Taylor hit that damn tree out there, he come up and he told Carol Ann, he said, "Well, I guess we're done giving you shit about your Silverado now." After that, it's just everybody attacked Taylor until somebody else had a damn accident.
Taylor, you come pick me up. We'll come down there with a chainsaw. We'll cut that fucking tree down so you don't ever have to worry about it.
Oh, it's gone now.
It's gone now. Yeah,
oh, yeah. No more mirrors getting ripped off that son of a bitch.
You know what's funny, Jeremy? No shit, that whole area of the driveway, it was full of trees. Nobody ever hit one of them until I cut all of them down except that one, and it was hit by three or four people. One of them hit it with their front freaking bumper. I'm like, you're lucky the damn airbag didn't deploy, dumbass. I don't even know how you do that. I'm backing big trucks around in there. I'm backing fucking gooseneck trailers around there with equipment on them. There you go. But no, that was funny. Taylor hitting that tree. If I'd have had that whole story, if I'd have filmed that, we'd put it on Facebook, on YouTube, we wouldn't none of us have to drive trucks right now. That was some funny shit.
You know, me and Taylor hung out down in Mid-America Truck Show down in Louisville, he and his wife, and I can't say her name on air, but went out for supper with some people, and I had such a fantastic time with these guys. And I appreciate that, Taylor, just so you know.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had dinner with Taylor's wife this morning.
Check your text messages, Jeremy. You tell me who made the $300.50.
Tell you something, you son of a bitch.
I'm kind
of
scared to look.
Hey, I
know. Can you tell me?
I already know what you sent him, asshole.
All I'm going to say is,
you tell me, Jerry.
I'm just going to say,
I think I'm dancing with a man.
I'm just going to say, anybody listening to this radio show, you're just lucky that this isn't a podcast, because I would show this picture. But let me describe it to you. There's this white guy with his arms in the air, like he's an eagle, has his hat sideways, like he's a homie.
Good.
And he's got a shirt on that says, "I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
I've seen you got that shirt back here. It's on the toilet paper roll in my bathroom.
Oh, shit. And he
canceled another
dude.
I'll tell you a funny story about that shirt.
Good Lord.
I'll tell you something funny about that shirt, Jeremy. My brother
Bill,
and his wife.
I'm beyond the shirt now. I'm watching you dance with a man. And he's got a cowboy, or someone's got a cowboy hat on, and somebody's got a baseball hat on, and you guys are gleefully dancing. That's nice.
That ain't a baseball hat, brother. God bless me. That's all I can say. My brother Ronnie and his wife Debbie rode down with us to Gats.
That's not Ronnie.
Taylor and Cherie was coming down to Gats. And I told him all the way down there, I said, "Look, guys, I have got to find a place to stop and get a damn T-shirt made." Because me and Taylor had this ongoing joke. And Ronnie said, "Well, what do you need to get Taylor a T-shirt made for?" I said, "I just need somebody to make one T-shirt that says, 'I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. Well, we didn't find nowhere to get it done. I got down to Dallas. We wasn't at Gats 5 minutes. Got down there on the parking lot. Taylor comes out there in front of everybody and makes a big me with that.
Was that you, Bill?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I tell him that part again, Bill.
Do what?
Tell him that part again. I can't hear you.
What? What part?
Hey, my girlfriend's on the phone. Don't let my wife hear that shit.
We got down to
the Gats truck show anyways. I hadn't been able to get that T-shirt made on the way down there. Nowhere we stopped. They couldn't make it in short order like that. I get down there and Taylor makes this big old-ass long speech about wanting to give me a gift and what a great guy I am and this, all this, and pulls out that damn shirt. And I thought, my brother Ronnie lost it because he knew right then why I had wanted to stop and get that damn shirt made.
My wife made it for him.
Yeah, my brother's like, oh, shit, it's on now. What's this stem from? Taylor had a pretty bad eye injury for some chemical spraying in his eye. Down at Gonzales, Texas, not Gonzales, well, down at, it don't
Washington.
Matter. When he was training Brad James in, he got a pretty bad chemical burn on his eye, and he put a picture on Facebook, and, man, his eye looked like that son of a bitch fixing to blow out of his head. I mean, it was hideous. It was awful. And I put a comment in there because me and Taylor talked on the phone every day, half the day every day. So I put a comment in there. I said, ah, hell, that'll buff right out. Well, my brother Ronnie thought that was funny as shit ever that I've got a friend that's hurting that bad, and I come in there and make a stupid, sick comment like that. And I'm like, well, Ronnie, that I already know what happened. Taylor done sent me 100 pictures of it, you know. And that's what all this stemmed and led into this. We had that, if I'm not gay, but $20, $20 comment passed between us 100 times. And then Taylor won that one. He managed to get the T-shirt made. So.
And I presented it to him in front of all of our friends.
Of course you did. With a participation
trophy. You know
what,
though? Yeah, you damn right. That's tough right there, though, guys. You can't put a price on cool. That's good times because that's some of the shit.
That's called real friendship.
If we're still alive when we're still alive in our 80s, if we are, that's some of the shit you'll look back on and smile. And just picking on each other like that because, you know, when you love people, that's what you do. You attack each other.
Oh, is that okay? Hold on, then, Bill. I got something for you.
Yeah.
That's the wrong one. Oh, this is your twin brother.
Hello, infidel. Infidel, phone ringing.
That's my ringtone,
dude. Oh yes, infidel. Pick up the phone. It could be a law calling. Yeah. Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up. Pick up the phone. Oh, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Pick up the phone.
And
there he is.
Behind that Bill Weaver's
burned
nut song.
Out Soviet tank. Yeah. There he is stepping out
that was...
behind that burned out Russian tank. Step out. Step out.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was actually Bill Weaver's new number one single.
That's my mating call. I recorded it.
That's my mating call. Jeez,
Tyler taught it to me.
Did you guys know that Casey Kasem on America's Top 40 Countdown interviewed me and talked about me?
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you, Bill?
Oh, yeah, I heard that interview before.
Good morning, America. I'm Casey Kasem.
Man, it's down New Mexico. It's I-40 across New Mexico. It's stupid rough.
Oh, yeah, after this show, we're going to have to play this song. I'm telling you this. Who wants ice cream?
Damn right.
What is it?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Fuck Tyler.
You can get a, you can get arrested for that shit. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Just saying. Now me and Taylor, like, we're fucking around.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Oh hell!
You know what? You know where that's off of? You know where that's off of? Who's a good boy? That's off. That's actually. That's my buddy, and he was on our show one time. He had that song. I think my dog's a Democrat.
Yeah, I play that song every once in a while.
Jeremy, is his name Jeremy something?
No, his name's Brian.
Brian.
He was on our show one time, and while that song was a hit, while it was going viral, and in the middle of the song, he's like, "Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?" And I froze that part and edited it and made a thing out of it. And I played it while he was on our show. He just cracked up about it.
Hey, can I tell y'all an exciting new adventure I'm into? I've quit hauling hazmat chemicals, Jeremy. Do you know that?
What are
you
doing
now? And I'm in the cattle hauling world now.
Oh, shit, I did that for 8 years. I don't ever want to do that shit again.
I'll tell you what I've done. I started breeding my own cattle, my own line. And I've got some Brangus that I mixed with zebras, and I call them Brebras. And that ain't no bullshit. You're laughing, and I'm telling the absolute truth. They're just big old Brangus cattle with black and white stripes on them.
What about the poodle?
Which, ironically, when the law gets me and puts me in the suit and I escape, I can blend right in with it.
Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert!
Bullshitter. Yeah. Yeah, no shit. Hey, get away from my Brebras.
Fucking maniacs.
Jesus, H. I hope you didn't mind a logged on.
So here's the deal, guys. Next time I do a randomized, because it could be 3 in the morning, it could be 11 at night, it could be in the afternoon. Who the fuck knows? I'm kind of random now. I'm going to send a link over to Taylor. Taylor, if you would send me Bill's number, I'll send a link over to him. If one of you guys are available, or if both of you are available, call in.
Hey, I talked to Gunther the other day. He said he'd come on our radio show.
Oh, yeah. Tell him to come on. I followed him on my new Twitter account. He hasn't followed me back, which is fine. I don't give a shit.
I'll
like the guy. I think he's
good.
Yeah,
shit.
No. It's Jeremy always wins. Or Jeremy always win. At Jeremy always win. I couldn't put the S in there. Jeremy always win. It's still, my name is the Disrespected Trucker, but it's at Jeremy always win. You're my friend. Well, depends on what day it is.
That's a rumor.
That's
a rumor.
That's the rumor
around Cliff in Arkansas.
But no, when I do another episode of Randomized, I'll send the link over to you, Taylor, and if you send me Bill's number, I'll send it over to him, too. If you guys are both available or if one of you are available, come on. Let's, If you guys would have heard me talking earlier, you guys would have been like fucking right on.
Did Pappy Trumpo follow you back?
No, nobody has followed me back except for, fuck, what the fuck is his name? Now I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, Matt's
cool. Come on in there, Swift. You missed me. Come on in.
I'll send a message to Pappy and I'll send it to Gunther and Beard Vet.
Yeah, just let him know I got fucking banned. And Matt Couch, I think, is the one that followed me back out of the big accounts. Cat Dirt hasn't, and which is fine. I mean, again, I'm not in it for the following. I don't feel like putting fucking effort back into it.
I got Cat Dirt's phone number. You want me to give it to you over there?
No, no, that's okay. I don't want to bother him. He's a busy man. It's not a big deal. If he follows me back, that's great. If he doesn't, that's great too. I love Cat Turd no matter what.
Back.
If he follows me, he's a good dude. I appreciate what he does.
That was actually fucking lie. I ain't got no idea what his number is. I don't even know what his area code is, to be honest with you. But I do love
Cat Turd.
Well,
here's the thing. I did friend request Cat Turd on Facebook, and I'm not so sure that that's the real Cat Turd on Facebook. Because he went off on, I mean, he messaged me about all sorts of shit, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like Cat Turd. But it was like, do you still use cash, and you got to get rid of your cards, and he's got like 3,000 followers on Facebook. I think he's got people faked out.
I'll tell you something that happened to me the other day, and it had the blue check mark on it. I got a friend request, and when I got it, I didn't accept it immediately. I called Carol Ann, and I said, you ain't going to believe this shit. Man, I was excited. I ain't going to lie to you. I was almost in tears excited. But I got a friend request on Facebook from Lindsey Buckingham with a blue check mark.
Who the fuck is Lindsey Buckingham?
Oh, Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane.
Jesus.
Stevie Nicks.
I was like, I love those. Yeah.
But man, I was blown away, though. And it was a count. So they're faking the blue check mark now.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't like about that blue check mark now that they do.
But
on Facebook?
But, man, and I thought, man, this is too cool. And I was trying to think, the reason I didn't accept it immediately, and I called Carol Ann, I'm thinking, what in the hell have I done musically? Because that would be me and Lindsey Buckingham's only connection. What have I done musically that Lindsey Buckingham would even be slightly interested in? Probably nothing. And I'll be honest with you, it was kind of a letdown when I found out it was fake. I kind of broke my own damn heart by jumping the gun too quick and getting too excited over something.
We got a liberal on here on our chat, what do you want to call him? A troll. Oh, God, what are you, 90 years old? I am dog turd, yeah. Hey, Joseph Gibson, we really don't give a shit what your opinion is.
Yeah, how much time did he put in the military? Wonder how much time he put in the military. How much time did he spend serving?
He's probably BLM or Antifa, one of these fucks that come on.
Yeah.
It's all they got to do in their mama's basement.
Yeah.
He wants to get on. You guys want to see how this goes?
Throw him in there.
All right, let's do it.
Throw him in there.
5142, you're on air. Let's go.
You're on air. Were you talking to Dog Turd?
Joseph Gibson.
Well, I got bad news for you, sir.
Bad news?
I am not.
What are you?
I am Billy Bikerson, you dumb son of a gun. You don't recognize my phone number after 2 years of broadcasting?
Let me tell you something about this Billy Bikerson character that's just come on here. Let me tell you something about this dumb son of a bitch.
Motherfucker's gonna make this go 3 hours tonight, aren't you?
let me tell you what Billy Bikerson done. He sends me a message earlier. Because obviously I was supposed to be on a show tonight that I didn't know was tonight, but he sends me an apology. Hey, man, I had to work late. I'm not going to be able to do the show tonight. I'm like, well, it's a good fucking thing because I had no idea I was supposed to be on it tonight because you didn't relay that much information to me. So, Billy, fuck you.
You know what? Maybe I am a dog turd. Damn it, man.
Let me ask you a question. Are you Joseph Gibson, or are you just calling in? Because this Joseph Gibson, they're on crack. Hey, Joseph Gibson, it's THIR, they're on crack, not THERE on crack. Just to let you know, brother. Have a good night, though, Joseph.
Actually, you're both wrong. It's THEY apostrophe RE. They are.
No, No, it's THR. That's a short one when you're texting THR.
No, it's not.
Right?
It's not. You guys are all wrong. It's THIRERER. Fucking fuck off. Fuck off.
It's EIEIO.
Actually, you're right.
Well,
Mark
I think
Taylor.
The show is coming along well, but yeah, no. No, I am not Joseph.
Okay.
I'm not on the chat applet at all.
Oh,
I'm
fuck,
getting
fuck
kind
your
of situated at home.
Fuck your
I can't believe I fought in. I can't believe I fought in three world wars for this bullshit. Three.
$20 is $20.
Five.
Yeah.
I'm betting.
Honey, hand me a tampon and some rolling papers.
Yeah.
Think some bitches are getting me down.
I'm telling you, I'm betting Joseph doesn't even realize you couldn't have fought in three world wars.
Joseph is probably like 12 years old. Mommy,
is there really a dumbass libtard in there commenting?
Oh, yeah. He said, the last one is, he said, where did he serve the apple dumpling gang?
stupid motherfucker. I got three words for you, Joseph. God bless you, little fella. God bless you. You don't believe in God, but I'll say God bless you, because I do.
You know what?
God
pick up your toy so Mommy doesn't get mad at you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think y'all giving Joseph too much credit.
Yeah, Joseph,
you know,
love, go up and tell Mommy you need her to put a Hot Pocket in the microwave for you and you get back on your mat, you piece of shit.
that's all, folks.
Not saying what I know, just what I think. So
this is definitely going 3 hours.
When you when you run a show like this,
sure you do.
You have
you
to
lick
be
the
thankful.
Boots of the NWO. He said. Sorry, he said. Sure you do. You lick the boots of the NWO. The New World Order. Yeah, we know what that is, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
And trust us, we don't lick the boots of the NWO. Now go back to your Bill Gates and your Klaus Schwab indoctrination. Go lick their boots and your Democratic Party and go fuck yourself.
Where are you seeing the comment, Jeremy?
On chat.
Oh.
Go to work.
Hold on.
Yeah. Can you see now?
Can you see me now?
I got a look.
You dumb here.
I'll tell you what, when no dude comes on the channel, you got to stay on your toes with him like a midget at a urinal. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Joseph.
I just offended every midget in America, didn't I?
Hold on. Joseph, you want to call in? It's called 516-387-1733. Call in. I dare you. 516-387-1733. That's our guest call-in number.
Hey,
just make sure you press the number one when you call in.
And please have a pair of your mama's soiled panties in your hand when you do.
Can I add on to Bill's insensitive comment?
You're an anti-Semite, aren't you?
And this is I swear, this is a true story. This is a true story. I swear to Christ above me.
Oh, here goes the truck driver bullshit. Come on with it, brother.
No.
Mile marker 52 ahead now.
Seriously, I was at a heavy metal concert one time, and it was full of bikers. And I walked into the men's room because I've been drinking a lot of beer, and it was really busy. And the only urinal that was open was the short urinal, you know, for kids and everything.
We've got to interrupt you.
We got to interrupt you. Yeah, you don't
have to interrupt
short
you.
Urinal.
He's calling in right now. We have to. Hold on. Hey, Joseph, is this you?
Yeah.
So what's up, Joseph?
Not much. I'm listening to the guy bragging about he served in three world wars. You know, what a jackass. You know, I mean, Tony, what have you done to fight for this country? What have you done? Tell me. What have you done, really? What have
let
you
me,
done to stand up for the New World
Order?
Let me
ask you a question before he answers that, Joseph. What the fuck have you done besides get
what
on a fucking social media platform and bitch?
Oh, man. First
well,
of all, I don't need to.
That's cool.
You're going to ask, answer a question with a question. That's real bright. You know, you got a podcast. Okay, big deal. What do you want, once a week, if that, with your nine listeners? Come on.
No, we're on five
that's
times a week.
That's a great question. Answer
five
the fucking
times a
question,
week.
Joseph.
I asked the question first. I mean, we're going to play.
I'll tell you what, I'm making anti-Semitic comments, and you're on here insulting everybody that's on here.
That's right.
We let you on here to speak. Now ask some intelligent questions, and we'll answer them.
You asked me to come on. You asked me to come on.
Yeah.
So I came on, and I asked you a question. What have
you
done to stand up to the New World Order?
Or Massachusetts.
I'm from North Carolina, actually.
You
I'm in North Carolina,
somewhere.
Actually.
We know all about the WEF. We preach about this shit all the time. We all know about Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, and we know all about the New World Order and the WEF.
So what have you done, though? What have you done to
what
stand up against
the
New World Order?
Besides get on here and try
what
to insult people that know about it. You asked me if
Let's
I knew about it.
Run
I
for public
I
office. Run for public office to restore
have you
the
run
republic.
For
been fighting for the republic.
Have you, hey Chris
yes,
Christie,
I have.
Have
yes,
you run
I
for
have.
Public office? Have
Sick
you won?
Of hearing the dumb slaves out there bitch and complain and do nothing about it. Why don't you stand up and do something? You know, enough is enough.
Guess what? I sit on the executive board at large for the Constitutional Republic Party. It's a new political party that we started.
Republic Party.
Now you ain't gonna listen. Now just let me finish. It's registered with the feds. If you look up constitutionalrepublicparty.us, you can look it all up. That's our vision.
That's your biggest mistake right there. You're registered with the feds. You know, first of all, don't you know that it's a de facto corporation? How could you register yourself? Why are you a citizen of a de facto corporation if you're a real patriot?
You want me to do things
the
right
Republic.
Thing, or do you want me to be having insurrection so I can go into fucking prison for 2 years for
exercising
my right?
Why are you scared to go to prison? The founders weren't scared to go to prison. Why are you scared to go to prison?
Are you?
Let me interrupt.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun.
That's right. That's what you'll be left with, BB guns, too.
Hey, I have a question.
You'll turn them all in. You'll turn them all in.
I have a question.
I have a question.
Joseph, are you a patriot?
Of course I'm a patriot, a real patriot.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do...
One at a time,
so
gentlemen.
We're patriots, Taylor, too.
Go ahead.
We're patriots, too. So I serve my country in the United States Army. I'm sure you've probably done your service. Why are we fighting?
We're fighting because I'm sick and tired of hearing people. Yeah, we're supposed to